We have a guest with us today that, Governor, welcome. It's good to see you.
Mr. Chairman, thanks very much, and members of the committee for giving me an opportunity to just say a couple of words as you begin your hearing today. First, wanted to say thank you to all of you for your good work and the work of this joint committee in making our prisons safer and making Baltimore City Jail safer. There is no responsibility that is more fundamental to public service than improving public safety. Without that, nothing works. So that's number one. I wanted to thank you, and I look forward to the recommendations of the committee. And my second purpose in being here was to say a word of thanks to Gary Maynard, who we have been so very lucky to have in turning around one of the two most troubled departments that I had the responsibility to take over when I was elected governor 7 years ago. The other one was juvenile services. Share just a couple quick stories with you. When we were interviewing for this important job of heading up public safety and corrections, our committee was interviewing a number of people. The lieutenant governor was on it, other people known to you like Rick Burnt and Michael Enright, my former chief of staff. And at that point, when you're already elected but not yet sworn in, as you know, it's like drinking from a fire hose, and all sorts of things are coming at you. Michael Enright called me and said, whatever you're doing this afternoon, you need to cancel it. You need to come meet Gary Maynard, and you need to hire him right away. And I said, that good? He said, that good. You need to talk to him and offer it to him before he flies back to Iowa. Second story. About that same time, President Clinton called, and in addition to kindly congratulating, he also said, what's the thing that keeps you up most at night? And I said, the state of our prisons. So Gary Maynard came in, and he took over a correctional system that was in far worse state, frankly, than most of our citizens fully understood. But he went right to work. In the first couple of months, we finally closed the House of Corrections, where correctional officers were assaulted almost routinely, where correctional officers have lost their life. And now, as Gary moves on, he can look with some satisfaction on the 60% reduction of serious inmate on staff assaults. That did not happen by itself. It happened because of the changes that have been made under his leadership. The Violence Prevention Initiative, some of you work in the criminal justice system, parole and probation for years had been treated like some sort of back burner social service agency that didn't get the funding or the respect it deserved. Now they've been turned into crime-fighting agencies. We know how to focus in with better diagnostics, thanks to Gary, on giving a higher level of supervision to the most predatory people who come out of prison after serving their terms. The reentry initiative, the offender case management system, which was years in making, many of you cast tough votes to protect that in the budget, that will have a positive effect for years to come. 15% reduction in recidivism, which drives our recidivism rate down to the lowest it's been in some 20 years. And the strides that we're making on reentry and no doubt many other efforts ahead. I just left with Gary and also our new head of public safety and corrections, Greg Hershberger, who's sitting to Gary's right, who you will all get to know better in the months ahead. But we just left a prison task force hearing. U.S. Attorney was present, FBI, all of those people that Gary had the foresight and the good judgment to call in to help us over 2 years ago when he came to me and said this problem at Baltimore City Jail is bigger than we had initially thought, and we need to bring in our federal partners. And I didn't hesitate for a second because I knew there was only one reason why Gary was asking. It was because he knew it was the right thing and the needed thing to do. And Rod Rosenstein at the hearing, at our meeting today, said that we are a lot better off today than we were a year ago or 7 years ago because of Gary's leadership. An FBI agent who was there initially when we asked the FBI to come in said, quote, so impressive, so amazing, the changes that have occurred over the last 2.5 years. So this is an ongoing challenge. So long as human beings occupy positions of trust, we will always have a need for constant vigilance and a need, especially in the face of the violence, the deadliness, the corrosive and corruptive influence of gangs, to constantly force ourselves to become more adaptive and quicker than the gangs are. So there's still a lot of work that remains to be done. But Maryland is a much safer and better place because Gary Maynard not only came here initially, but even when he saw that the problem was going to take a lot longer to turn around, even when he saw that the problems were deeper than he might have initially anticipated, and I can tell you he was very much aware of the tough challenge ahead of him at that very first meeting we had. He nonetheless doing things like with our inmates, whether it was the planting trees or the restoration of Mount Auburn Cemetery or making sure that the drug treatment slots were more fully utilized, making sure that the people behind in our prisons receive the best skills we can possibly give them so that they are able to make a way for themselves when they come out of prison. So I've worked with a number of people in my years of public service, men and women of this committee. I've never worked with a finer individual, a more capable individual, a person of greater integrity or greater courage than Gary Maynard. And while we certainly have still a lot of challenges ahead of us, we are better for his service. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to say that in this forum. There's a lot of work ahead, but we have the ability to accomplish that work and achieve even more thanks to this man's good work. And I thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to say so.